of the alien was overwhelmed in the driving compulsion to reproduce, the insistent, orgasmic, irresistible joy of release. But as it at last surrendered to its primitive need, Leviathan's brain registered a sudden, terrified warning from the last of its functioning sensor parts. Daughters! That was the last thing Leviathan recognized. Its mind went blank. Its final thought was that death and rebirth are forever intertwined.
Sharks! Jaeger barked. Where?
Doran ran his fingers across the console's electronic keyboard, and the main display screen shifted to show a half-dozen sleek, dangerous shapes hurtling toward the cloud of pieces that had been a single Leviathan only moments earlier. They'll attack while the Leviathan's helpless, Deirdre said.
Predators,
Jaeger muttered scornfully.
We've got to do something to help, said Corvus. Do what?
Jaeger snapped.
Drive them away, said Deirdre.
Doran shook his head solemnly. Should we try to interfere in the natural processes of their world? Impatiently, Corvus insisted, I came down here to try to make contact with the Leviathans. I don't want to stand here and watch it served up for lunch.
It's helpless, Deirdre said.
It'll be a massacre, Corvus added. Doran looked up at Jaeger.
Do you think we could discourage the sharks?
Jaeger made a sound that might have been a grunt. In the perfluorocarbon, it sounded more like a moan.
I attached a couple of electron guns to the outer hull. We could shock 'em if we can get close enough.
How close? Doran asked. But he was already activating the ship's propulsion system, steering toward the approaching sharks.
50 meters, Jaeger said, clearly unhappy. Closer.
Doran nodded. Deirdre could hear the hissing rumble of the propulsion jets and felt the surge of acceleration. In the display screen, the charging shark's images began to grow larger.
The charge of the light brigade,
Jaeger murmured. Deirdre remembered a line from the poem. All in the valley of death rode the 600. Then she thought, we don't have 600. There's only the 4 of us.
So how's the sim? Devlin asked. Franklin Torrey glanced over his shoulder before whispering, terrific. It's like being with her. Devlin nodded.
It had been simple enough to take a standard VR simulation and dub Deirdre Ambrose's face in place of the porn star. It was a pretty ragged job of dubbing, but apparently Torrey didn't mind. The two men were standing in a corner of the busy galley, slightly away from the lines of chattering people who were filling their dinner trays. Torrey seemed to be worried that his sister would see him, Devlin thought. So you're happy then? He asked, with his impish grin. No complaints?
Can you get one that's a sort of Arabian Nights setting? Torrey asked, his cheeks reddening slightly.
Harem scene? Sure. How many girls do you want?
His face flaming hotter, Torrey said. Doesn't matter as long as one of them's D.
Can do, Frankie, old chum. No problem.
As Devlin began to move back toward the kitchen, Torrey clutched at the sleeve of his stained chef's jacket. Those nanos I gave you, what did you do with them?
Putting on an innocent expression, Devlin said,
oh, them.
I took them myself.
Yourself?
Yeah, they're harmless, aren't they?
Well, not altogether.
You mean they're not harmless?
Torrey whispered harshly. I told you they can act on the gastric juices in the stomach.
Yeah, but it'd take them 48 hours to show any symptoms.
They're not symptoms, Torrey snapped. Not unless something goes wrong. Devlin patted him on the shoulder.
Now what could possibly go wrong, chum? Huh?
The charge of the light brigade. Deirdre watched, wide-eyed, as the sharks seemed to leap closer in her console's central screen. She tapped at the keypad symbols and slaved her sensor display to one of the screens on Dorn's console so he could watch what she was viewing without turning to look at her console. Andy was frozen in place behind Jaeger, who was bending slightly forward, just to Dorn's left.
"Hold on," Dorn said calmly. "This might get violent."
Deirdre wormed her bare feet more firmly into the deck loops and grasped the hand grips on her console. Faraday was hurtling toward the band of sharks. Deirdre counted 6 of them on her console screen, bulleting single-mindedly toward the remnants of what had been a huge leviathan.
"That's their food," she thought. "We're trying to stop them from eating. We're interfering in the natural order of this world."
But then she looked again at Andy's face, his soft blue eyes wide, his cute lopsided grin replaced by an open-mouthed anxiety. "Andy's here to study the leviathans," Deirdre told herself. "If we let the sharks eat this one, we'll have to go deeper and try to find another."
Max growled. "Get 'em, Dorn. Blast right into them."
Instead of being wary of attacking the sharks, Max was suddenly belligerent, aggressive.
"Bang into my baby, will you?"
Jaeger snarled, his voice deepening into an oath of vengeance.
"We'll show you."
Dorn glanced over his shoulder at Jaeger and shook his head. The sharks suddenly seemed to become aware of Faraday charging at them. They veered from their course and split up, heading in all directions. Several of them raced out of the screen's view. Faraday zoomed past them. Then Dorn swerved the ship into a tight turn. Deirdre swayed so hard, one of her hands slipped free of the grip on the console's face. They were heading back toward the sharks, which appeared to be milling about confusedly. Then a pair of them turned toward Faraday.
"They're going to ram us," Corvus yelped. "The hell they are,"
Jaeger growled, leaning over Dorn's shoulder, his finger extended, ready to press one of the console's keypads. Dorn slapped his hand away.
"I'll handle it," he said, without looking up from his screen.
The sharks were on a collision course, so close their streamlined bodies filled the screen. Deirdre braced for a crash.
"Now!"
Jaeger bellowed, and Dorn mashed his prosthetic hand on the keypad that fired the electron guns. Deirdre's screen filled with a blue-white flash that almost blinded her. Blinking tears away, she saw both sharks thrashing, convulsing.
"That got 'em,"
Jaeger exulted. But not for long. The sharks writhed and flailed erratically for a few minutes, then straightened out and began to swim normally again.
"Where are the others?" Corvus asked.
The screen's view widened to show the other sharks gobbling at the dismembered pieces of the leviathan. Deirdre noticed that several of the pieces had come together. The creature was already rebuilding itself. Without a word, Dorn arrowed the ship toward the greedily feeding sharks. They sensed the danger and broke off, splitting up into separate pairs.
"They run in pairs," Deirdre thought. "They never move alone."
Again, Faraday charged at the confused sharks. This time, all 4 of them converged on the ship, hurtling toward it at frightening speed. Dorn waited until Deirdre was certain they would collide with the sharks, then hit the electron gun button again. Again, the blue-white flash, and again the sharks twisted away, dazed. But only temporarily. Within minutes, the 6 of them had reorganized and were swimming normally once more. Dorn maneuvered Faraday between their formation and the reassembling pieces of the leviathan.
Consciousness returned to leviathan slowly. At first, it could sense nothing but the unutterable pleasure of fissioning. No organized thoughts, no memories, no fears. Nothing but the sensual delight of creating 2 from one. Then, recover.